We've got mail. Letters to the editors. It helps to be happy. I love the new era. It's so great to have it come every month. I would like to thank you for the article, How to Be Happy, August 1999. I was having a hard time with my friends and family, and it helped me out a lot. Thanks. Zeta Riglami, Bria, California, via email. Touching. I do not get the magazine each month, so I always borrow the new era from my friend in our branch. I love to read the stories, but I also enjoy reading the letters. Thanks for this department. I also want to tell you the story that really touched me was I Said Yes, May of 1999. I felt as if the story had been written for me. I am so grateful for the gospel, for that story, and for such a fine magazine. Ranjita Rishmi Raj from Labasa, Fiji. Very disappointed. I have been reading the new era for more than 20 years, and I don't recall that I have ever been critical of the content of this wonderful resource. I am writing to let you know that I was very disappointed by the Mormon ad in the May 1999 issue. I believe it was inconsiderate in the least to pose a red-haired model for a picture demonstrating anger. Shame on you for deliberately perpetuating a vicious stereotype. I doubt you would have intentionally used a blonde model if the topic had been forgetfulness. I realize that you cannot hope to please everyone or avoid offending some, but this was really inexcusable. If there are really redheads who have more difficulty in controlling their temper than other people, it could be due to the excessive teasing we have to endure due to the color of our hair. I'm very sad that you chose to contribute to this type of prejudice. From Katie Smith, from Anchorage, Alaska, via email. Sorry, we didn't mean to stereotype. In fact, the managing editor is partial to redheads, having married one. Once a month, not enough. I wish the new era would come out every 2 weeks. I get so inspired by it, and I really feel the spirit. A Time to Heal, August 1999, really got to me because I love my older brother. He's very special to me, and I would be devastated if something like that happened in my school. I'm so thankful for the church and for the new era. Carissa Valentine, Orem, Utah. A good lesson. I would like to thank you for all of the stories in the new era that have taught me about the tests that people have had in their lives. They have taught me that when I feel the Lord isn't watching out for me, to just remember what He has done for us and how other people go through the same periods of doubt. These stories are helpful to everyone who is willing to read them, so keep up the great work. Christopher Paul Watkins from Cameron Park, California, via email. Inspiration. I must tell you how much the youth here in Botswana, South Africa, love the new era. The articles really inspire them, even though the only time they get to read the magazine is when the missionaries give them copies. The church is so new here, and they need all the encouragement they can get. Sister Rebecca Whalen from the South Africa Johannesburg Mission. Note, the New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to We've Got Mail, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of We've Got Mail, Letters to the Editors. Poem, following my